Part 4. Delayed Exits from Chapter 11. Julianne Lopez-Toledo reports about two Chapter 11 debtors whose emergence from Chapter 11 has been delayed, Flintcoat and W.R. Grace. The Flintcoat Company and Flintcoat Mines Limited filed an Eighth Amendment to the plan supplement of their amended joint plan of reorganization on January 23, 2013. The Eighth Amendment contains two exhibits. One, a further amended list of settling asbestos insurance companies, and two, a black-lined version of the list of settling insurance companies, indicating changes as compared to the prior filed version. The list has been updated to include, quote, Riverstone, as defined in the, quote, settlement and policy buyback agreement and release between the debtors and Riverstone, as approved by the court. The order approving the settlement with Riverstone became final on August 29, 2012. The order confirming Flintcoat's amended joint plan of reorganization provides that, post-confirmation, certain additional, quote, asbestos insurance companies may be identified by the plan proponents and settling asbestos insurance companies in the plan supplement, and if so identified, subject to any limitations and conditions identified in the plan supplement, will be entitled to all rights, protections, and benefits provided to settling asbestos insurance companies pursuant to the plan. Therefore, Riverstone, as the additional settling asbestos insurance company, is entitled to all rights, protections, and benefits provided to settling asbestos insurance companies. The U.S. Bankruptcy Court for the District of Delaware entered an order on December 21, 2012, confirming Flintcoat's amended joint plan of reorganization. The Flintcoat Company filed for Chapter 11 protection on April 30, 2004. W.R. Grace & Company is still awaiting the effective date of its joint plan of reorganization, which incorporates a settlement of lawsuits asserting asbestos-related personal and property damage claims relating to Zonalite attic insulation, according to the company's February 27, 2013 Form 10-K filing with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission for the year ended December 31, 2012. Upon the occurrence of the effective date under the joint plan, all pending and future property damage claims would be channeled for resolution to the so-called PD Trust. PD claims and other U.S. and Canadian Zonalite property damage claims would be litigated in the bankruptcy court or a U.S. district court, including all claims and defenses that would have been available to the parties prior to the filing of the Chapter 11 cases, as well as any defenses based on the March 31, 2013 bar date. Grace has been in Chapter 11 protection for more than 12 years, since it delivered its petition to the U.S. Bankruptcy Court for the District of Delaware on April 2, 2001. Grace projects it could complete its reorganization by the end of this year. The Troubled Company Reporter provides detailed reporting about every Chapter 11 filing nationwide. Stay tuned to learn more about obtaining a trial subscription to the TCR at no cost or obligation. That concludes Part 4 of the report. The report concludes in Part 5.